This is Classic Rain number 15 for February 15, 2020. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0, DGY standing in, or maybe I should say sitting in, for Will Rogers, K5WLR, who's recuperating from eye surgery. The views expressed in the following interview do not necessarily reflect those of anyone connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network. It has been said that ham radio is a microcosm of society, and as such reflects the diversity of lifestyles and opinions in that society. One such fringe group is the gay lesbian community. In 1989, Bob Laycock, KA8UHL, was secretary of the Lambda Amateur Radio Club. Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with Bob at the 1989 Dayton Hamvention.
The Lambda Amateur Radio Club is an organization for gay and lesbian hams. It's an international club. We have members in the United States, in Canada, and also in Great Britain. And we're even getting responses from amateur radio operators in still other countries that are interested in participating in our activities. So the club is definitely growing. We are now a club of 125 members and have grown some 60% in just the last 12 months. So the club is growing very rapidly. We were established initially in 1975 by a single American gay ham who was seeking really to find other gay amateurs with which he could share his interest in the hobby. And the organization grew very slowly but continued in that informal nature for a number of years. And then finally in 1984, we decided to formalize the existence and operations of the club more than we had, began to develop a set of bylaws and a constitution, and began to actively advertise to recruit new members. And it's really been since 1984 that the growth of the club has really taken off. There's basically six reasons or purposes or goals of the Lambda Amateur Radio Club. One is to offer club membership benefits and a sense of community to gay men and lesbians who share a common interest in amateur radio. We seek to promote friendship and good fellowship, to promote mutual help and support to members, to conduct an ongoing outreach program to reach gay and lesbian amateur radio operators and to assist interested gays and lesbians into the amateur radio service, to provide public service through amateur radio, and finally, to promote the amateur radio service. Right now, the Lambda Amateur Radio Club has weekly nets pretty much throughout the week in all modes, voice, Morse code, digital communications, and so on. In some of the cities around the United States, we have local chapters, and they have their own meetings and local activities and so forth, and we have a national newsletter, and we have a lending library where we've collected materials that we make available to our members to help them study to either get their license to begin with or to upgrade to a higher class of license. A lot of our members have joined. Some of them have not been amateur radio operators before, but they came to find amateur radio through this organization, have gotten licensed. One went, actually, an amateur radio operator that's a member of ours in the Washington area, joined the club without a license, and within the first 12 months became an advanced class licensee. Still others of our members were people that were formerly amateur radio operators and for a variety of reasons kind of lost interest and dropped out of the hobby, and we brought them back in. We really do feel that the Lambda Amateur Radio Club is making a substantial amount of progress in building the amateur radio service. As we talked about before the interview, you wanted to know about our efforts to bring new members into the organization and into the hobby. One of the issues that we've had is a problem we've had in advertising the club's existence. Lambda Amateur Radio Club ran an ad in QST Magazine in November 1985, and it basically read like this. Said Lambda Net, club for gay hams with members nationwide in Canada, on-air skids and newsletter. For info, write Jim, KK3K, Post Office Box 24810, Philadelphia, PA, 19130. And that was the text of the ad. It ran in QST in November 1985 and was then discontinued the following month. And we received a letter from David Sumner, K1ZZ, Executive Vice President of the American Radio Relay League, and he indicated that members of the ARRL said that they do not wish to see the Amateur Radio Journal used as a forum for issue-oriented advocacy or similar advertising, and they refused to run our advertisement after that date. David Sumner here states that the league's policy is the league reserves the right to decline or discontinue advertising for any reason. It's interesting that this clause indicating they have the right to decline or discontinue advertising appeared for the first time in QST in December 1985, after they refused to run our ad any more than the first time that appeared in the press. Lee Orrick, W1SE, who's the advertising manager for QST, wrote to us after one of our members questioned their running of advertisement for the International Mission Radio Association. He wrote that there is no religious appeal to the International Mission Radio Association in their advertising or their on-the-air activities. And he cites in the letter the contribution that the International Mission Radio Association has made to the growth of amateur radio. And frankly, we don't feel that our advertisement does any more than just advertise the existence of the club. It doesn't promote anything but the existence of the club and amateur radio. And of course, obviously, as I just said a few moments ago, we feel we've made a substantial contribution to the hobby as well. We also attempted to run an advertisement in 73 magazine. 73 has also declined our advertising so far. However, Wayne Green in the current issue of 73, the May issue, has run an editorial raising the whole question of gay hams and suggesting that really the amateur radio community should maybe consider having a more responsive, I think, reception to us, and that advertising should be permitted. I should indicate, I guess, that the QST ad received 33 responses, and we recruited 11 new members into the Amateur Radio Association here through that one ad in QST. You asked me to address the question of whether or not we're using an ad in QST to look for sexual partners, and how do we respond to this feeling that some people would have. Frankly, I believe that question reflects a serious misconception that people have about gays and lesbians, and they seem to focus, obviously, most heavily on our sexuality, and they seem to think that sex and sexuality is the only thing that we're about, and that that kind of drives everything that we do. And really, that is just not true. Gay people are just like everybody else. We have lives beyond our sexuality and beyond even the people that we choose to have as our partners and have our relationships with. And most of the time, we spend our lives just dealing with the same things that everybody else deals with. We're busy concentrating our careers. We're busy fixing the house, mowing the lawn, enjoying a television show, or busy trying to get that rare DX station that we're looking for. People might even find it boring, but the idea that we're somehow that dramatically different from everybody else is just not true. But on the other hand, I guess I just also want to stress that we're not necessarily like everybody else either. I want to indicate that the differences between us are subtle. For instance, if you looked at the lifestyle or the home life of a Christian family compared to the Jewish family living next door, you might see some very subtle differences, or a black family versus the white family that lives next door, or a Polish family and a Hispanic family. There are slight differences in the things that they do or their activities or whatever, but by and large, their lives are very much the same. And I think that's really what's so crazy about all the prejudice that people feel towards people that are different than themselves. There's this exaggerated sense that people are radically different from each other. As far as their advertising and looking for sexual partners, just clearly that is ridiculous. We advertise or seek to advertise in a publication like QST or 73 Magazine because the Lambda Amateur Radio Club wants to promote amateur radio. It obviously seeks to do so with people who share the common quality of being gay and lesbian. But the organization is an amateur radio club, and that is what it's about, and that's what we're trying to promote and build among our community.
You're listening to a 1989 interview with Bob Laycock, KA8 UHL, Secretary of the Lambda Amateur Radio Club and International Gay Lesbian Radio Club. We'll conclude Hap's conversation with Bob in a moment. This is Classic Rain, number 15. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Classic Rain from www.therainreport.com.
Another question that you asked, Hap, was should magazines like QST or 73 be forced to advertise or promote our lifestyle? My response to that would be no. And a publication like QST and 73 should not be required to advertise our lifestyle. That's not what we're asking QST or 73 to advertise. And from the advertisement that I read earlier that did appear in QST in November 1985, it's clear that that's not what it's advertising. We are promoting amateur radio. Now, obviously, we're an affinity group. We're a people with common values. We have a common background. We have a common interest. And I think it's a part of human nature for people to congregate together around their similarities. People who have common interests or whatever want to be together. And I think that that's normal. And the members of the Lambda Amateur Radio Club certainly feel that way about this club. And QST doesn't seem to have a problem with that when it comes to other groups. Each issue of QST has a section on numerous pages throughout the publication called Strays. And in there are often little one-paragraph statements about different groups of people that want to form nets around things that would on the surface appear to have nothing at all to do with amateur radio. A recent issue of QST was looking for employees of Midas muffler shops all over the United States. This person wrote in and they wanted to get those people together on a net on the air. QST didn't seem to have anything against that, didn't see any problem with it. There's been advertisements to have people that are members of Mensa, the organization for individuals with very high IQs, to get them together to have nets on the air around amateur radio. QST didn't have any problem with that. There was a notice in there in Strays for spelunkers, people who have, I guess, a scientific interest in caves. They want to get a net together, and I want to do so on amateur radio. QST doesn't have a problem with any of these people doing this on the air. Again, why should the Lambda Amateur Radio Club be an exception to that? Now, I should stress that in the Lambda Amateur Radio Club, we do not discuss our sexuality on the air. I think in many ways that would be inappropriate, and we would probably be inviting jamming and harassment of our net, and that is certainly not what we want to do. We want to maintain the decorum of the hobby. On the other hand, frankly, I think we should be allowed to discuss on the air more than we do. Straight hands feel perfectly free to discuss their wife, the kids, and the family dog on the air. Likewise, I think gay and lesbian amateurs should be perfectly free to discuss their recent vacation that they took with their lover, or maybe discuss the house that they bought together with their lover, you know, that kind of thing. But frankly, at the moment, things being what they are, we even use more restraint than I think we ought to, and we don't discuss that kind of stuff on the air. And again, mainly the reason being at the moment that we want to preserve the decorum, and I think as things get better, and as people loosen up and are more accepting of other human beings, we will be free to, I think, be a little bit more open on the air. But the Lambda Amateur Radio Club, I guess the bottom line, is not promoting a lifestyle. It's promoting amateur radio. Hap, the final question that you wanted me to respond to was the issue of young people. The Lambda Amateur Radio Club distributed a newsletter to participants at the Dayton Hamvention here in 1989. Among the things that was mentioned in the newsletter was the need to bring more young people into amateur radio. And basically, a lot of people are talking about that. Wayne Green in his forum at Dayton talked about the need to bring young people into the hobby. And I guess he wanted me to address the concern that some people would have as to why our organization feel an interest in doing that. And again, like the other question I stated above, that really reflects, I think, a misconception about our community and about gay and lesbians. And it's kind of like asking a black man if he's after white women. I mean, it's that kind of offensive question and reflects that kind of misconception about a group of people, in this case, gays and lesbians. Frankly, to be clear about it, we think young people need to join amateur radio if this hobby is to be saved from extinction. Amateur radio is not going to be able to survive unless new, younger people are recruited to the hobby and help the hobby grow from here. And that's the only reason that Lambda Amateur Radio Club is interested in seeing young people come into the hobby. One of the efforts that we're making is to bring young people who are known to be gay into the hobby. One way we've done that is we have contacted what's known as the Harvey Milk High School in New York City. This is a school set up by the New York City school system for gay and lesbian young people, who, I guess for a number of reasons, obviously their sexuality, were being harassed and having other problems in their other schools and wanted to go to a place where they could get an education and be free from harassment. We have contacted Harvey Milk High School about the idea of setting up a radio club there. They have been interested in that. Frankly, that is still a project that is not complete and is still something we're interested in following through on. I would hope in the next year or so we could report that the club is actually established and operating, and hopefully a couple of those kids have gotten their ham tickets. But there's a group of young people there who are already gay. I mean, obviously, we're not into the business of recruiting people who aren't gay to being gay. You just can't do that anyway. Scientifically, it's impossible. We are trying to bring those people into the hobby again to make the amateur radio hobby a stronger institution by bringing new blood in. By and large, I think throughout the hobby, whether you're talking about Lambda Amateur Radio Club or hobby as a whole, this hobby is not going to survive unless we attract new younger people into it. If you go to the ham fests, a few younger people are showing up, but still, frankly, the majority of the people present are getting up there in age, and that trend has got to be reversed if we're going to see this hobby continue. And if we're going to see the activity on the air remain at a level to keep the FCC from stealing away more of our frequency spectrum, and the Lambda Amateur Radio Club is doing everything we can to do that. As I said earlier, we've had a growth of 60% in the last year and are now up to 125 members, and we're doing our best to build the hobby.
When Hap Holly, KC9RP, conducted this interview with Bob Laycock, KA8UHL, in 1989, he felt the need to add a short editorial comment. It is as follows.
While I don't condone the gay-lesbian lifestyle, it's not going to just go away. So, though I strongly disagree with that lifestyle, I felt it was time to try to better understand its place in amateur radio.
And that wraps up one of the most controversial interviews Hap conducted in the 30-year-plus that he's produced ham radio programming. This concludes Classic Rain number 15. Number 16 will post February 28th. Classic Rain is copyright 1988-2019 Rain. All rights are reserved. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Keep on hamming.